Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research.
If we look at the unemployment rate in terms of our outlook for 2018, we're anticipating that to continue to go down, but not appreciably, again, because we're in such a tight labor market. There's not a whole lot of room to drop here. 3.9% where we are now is the lowest unemployment rate that we've seen in South Carolina since the year 2000. We're anticipating that it will drop to about 3.6% by this time next year. When we look at this trade-off again between attracting new employees versus investing in current employees, we are expecting that wage growth, again, if it's a race this year between wage growth and employment growth, we're anticipating that wage growth is going to win, simply because upward pressure on wages is the natural consequence of a tight labor market that is just as strong now as it has ever been during the current expansion period. We're expecting wage gains to do a bit better in 2018 than the employment gains. So a couple of final concluding comments. What about the threats? I think we painted a fairly optimistic, or at least a cautiously optimistic portrait for 2018. But the big question is, what are we not seeing on the horizon? What are the threats that we need to be monitoring? I think in general, market fundamentals are pretty solid. That's what we're seeing across the board. And that leads us to conclude that the major threat would actually be more likely to come from a policy error in 2018 as opposed to a change in some underlying economic phenomenon that we're concerned about. Now, I think the risk of a policy error is fairly low, but there are two that we do want to keep our eye on in South Carolina. Number one is the rate at which the Fed increases interest rates. We're currently anticipating that the Fed will increase rates probably, or at least they are looking right now to increase rates about three times in 2018, which would be the most that they have done in a single calendar year during this expansion period. But the real question is, do interest rate increases keep pace with economic activity? In other words, are they moving together in the right proportion? And again, there's no reason to think that this would necessarily be a major concern, but it is something important to monitor going forward, particularly as the economy heats up, and especially if we get the tax package passed, and that occurs this year. So we'll be monitoring that very carefully. The other factor that we want to watch for from a policy perspective is any change in trade policy. We've already seen what's happened in terms of the changes in the trade dispute between the U.S. and Canada. It does have real effects. So we want to see can expect any other type of major policy shift to occur. Again, I think the risk of that is fairly small. We haven't seen much evidence that there are going to be dramatic changes, despite the fact that we saw there was more uncertainty last year because of a lot of the rhetoric and a new administration coming in. And of course, South Carolina is more vulnerable to significant changes in trade policy simply because we are more globally connected in our markets than most, or at least many, other states. So that's a factor that we have to watch very carefully. So those are the major threats that we're looking at. Again, in both cases, those are not expected to be major issues, but they are things that we are watching from a policy standpoint, because from an economic standpoint, market fundamentals are fairly strong. So we really don't see any major threats on that horizon this year. So then, just to wrap up, what is the bottom line for 2018? Full employment? We're still there in South Carolina. 3.9% is our unemployment rate. Again, the lowest rate going back to the year 2000. We expect that to continue to creep down in 2018, but not significantly so, because there's not a whole lot of room for significant expansion unless we solve labor force constraints or improve the rate of productivity growth. And we'll see how that plays out with the tax cut package if it is passed. And then finally, market fundamentals are strong, and our primary economic threat in 2018, which again I think is minor, but it would come more from a policy error as opposed from an economic threat, unless of course we see an unanticipated shock that occurs. But I think, like what we've seen in 2017 with the VC summer layoffs, that has shown the resiliency of the South Carolina economy, because we really are firing on all cylinders now and South Carolina's economy is very healthy right now.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Joey Von Nessen, a research economist with the Moore School's Division of Research. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from this conference with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.